Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, a very good evening to you, and thank you so much for staying with us. Geez, as if we haven't spoken about enough problems in this country. So we have also on the line Workers and Socialist Party Executive Committee member Mametlisi Bey, and they're really unhappy about what they're calling the bloodbath of jobs in this country. Jobs bloodbath, they're calling it, and they are calling for the occupation and occupying and fight for the expropriation of retrenching factories and mines. We've seen how a lot of these companies have been shutting down. We're hearing announcements after announcements. So let me speak to my guest, Mametlisi Bey. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen, and good evening to your listeners.
What are you calling for?
Well, we are saying that, when they do take our jobs, when they do take our livelihoods, they lose the right to actually keep these factories, these industries that are the livelihoods of our families and our communities, and we need to take them. And that's what means that we are basically going to be occupying factories, engaged in sit-ins in the mines, because the only license for them to be operating these mines, which, let's be clear about it, Pemelo, this is our land. They are here only because they said they are going to mine to create jobs. And if they are failing to do that, we've got to move on. And we say that the government that has been bailing out millionaires and billionaires must now be actually intervene to bail out millions of working class people who are losing jobs, who are losing livelihoods, and who are at the end, or rather, at the receiving end of the appalling levels of poverty and unemployment.
Okay, so just maybe take us through what the plan of action is. When you say occupy these spaces, mines and factories, what do you mean? How are you going to do it? Are you talking about the workers that are currently there? Or just talk to us about the logistics.
Well, the things are very simple. It's a well-known tactic of struggle that we normally reserve for these levels of crisis and desperations that we are faced with, where industries that are actually the commanding heads of the economy are being decimated. And what it entails is that workers get into that factory, they actually change the locks, they actually make sure that no equipment, machinery, and the facilities are taken out, and they then campaign along with the rest of us to then say that government must assist them in taking over, that either the government expropriate that and nationalize, as would as in the case of ArcelorMittal, which, by the way, was built by the public funds of the people in this country when it used to be Eskom, which is a state-owned enterprise. Or if government doesn't want to take over, let them hand over those factories to the workers to continue to operate, with government providing funds and capital to recapitalize them, so that we're able to defend the current jobs, so that we can be able to defend those industries for employment of the current and the future workers, because this is not just about us. It is about the future of our children. What sort of economy, what sort of country are we going to have where there are simply no industries that can employ people and that can be able to provide much needed jobs and means of livelihood?
Well, have you lobbied government? Is government going to support your efforts?
We're not going to lobby government. We're going to force government. I mean, we have not gotten where we are with the rights that we have by pleading with government and so on. We have been doing that for decades. Has that worked? No. When you look at, industries that are going under, right? Look at this. It is manufacturing, which has lost about 29,000 jobs this year alone. But it's not just this year alone. It's a long-term process of decline, right? Where you actually have the industry losing about 309,000 jobs between 2021 and 2005. Mining employment has shrunk by over 442,000 since the late 80s and so on. Construction industry is gone for all intents and purposes. The last of the biggest companies in that industry, Marian Roberts, the mother company, is under business rescue. The other company is under liquidation. It's gone. Meaning, Pemelo, we are not just going to lose jobs and the skills, and we're not just going to be suffering lack of public infrastructure development and the massive backlog that we have in housing, construction of roads and other things, in future you're going to be told that actually just to build an RDP house, you have to be getting a company coming all the way from China, Britain, US, just to be able to do that. Because you know all and very well, as much as I do, that once you lose the equipment, the capacity, the skills, it's not very easy to recover these things. Just look at the trends, right? This country used to have trends. I mean, used to have something called a time shed in Pretoria. People don't know that this used to be a station of trends. But that is gone. When you talk about trends as part of the public, you know, transport system, people think you are dreaming. Why? Because for decades, that has been gone and gone for good.
When are you planning to begin this plan of action?
Well, I mean, you know, we also operate in the trade union movement. I mean, I'm in Jerusalem myself. We have, through Jerusalem, taken this up with SAFTU that resolved on this. SAFTU has actually a convened and expanded campaigns committee where they've adopted that program as well to say we must be organizing concretely this. There was a task team committee meeting today, when, you know, task team members were appointed from various unions. We are going to be convening our community allies, but on top of that, we're also going to be convening workshops with the workers that are affected by this, where we're going to take them through these tactics, including training them through, you know, the documentaries of the Argentinian workers that have engaged in factory occupations in the crisis of the early 2000s, but also in this country. I mean, when I used to be with my previous union, it was called Natural Electrical Workers in South Africa, we did occupy an engineering company that was also closing. And in that situation, actually, we had gotten to a point where government was beginning to support, but for the problems in that union. Nonetheless, we are going to be working out a practical modalities insofar as safety is concerned, insofar as due to a number of our affiliates, but also the broader working class movement. We have drawn the line and we are saying here and no further. There are alternatives. When the same thing that struck me, let me tell you this, right? I mean, we are losing hundreds of thousands of jobs. Reserve Bank says we are going to lose 100,000 jobs more in addition when the Trump tariffs take place. But that doesn't have to be. Look at Russia. So, firstly, I'm condemning that war of Russia in Ukraine and so on and so on. But leave that aside for a second. Russia is facing the most comprehensive, you know, sanctions from the Western world, America, the whole of Europe. Not only have they not lost jobs, they've reduced their unemployment by half. You know how they did it? There was about 3,000 Western companies, including the ones that you know, the likes of McDonald's, you know, Coca-Cola, and all of that, some of which are threatening factory closures, like Coca-Cola that is closing operations in Newcastle and in other areas and so on. Government expropriated those that were closing, the ones that were in partnership with Russians, forced them to sell, but then they simply took all these well-known brands. Coca-Cola today is called a Dobry Cola in Russia. McDonald's was given a new makeup, KFC, all of them. The workers were summoned back to work, and more workers were actually brought to a point where Russia today, in the middle of the war, in the middle of the most comprehensive economic sanction from the West, there the labor problem, the unemployment in January 2022, when the invasion of Ukraine started, was 4.3%. Today, the unemployment is 2%, right? And salaries are actually going up because of the shortages of labor due to the massive and decisive action that was taken by that government. I'm saying that, again, without an endorsement of that war, which is an imperialist aggression, but I'm just saying this is a practical illustration that all of these sanctions, the economic crisis that you are saying, none of this has to entail unemployment, the joblessness, and the poverty that comes with it.
All right, let's leave it there for tonight. I really appreciate your time. That is Mametlo Sebei, who's a worker and a Socialist Party Executive Committee member. Yeah, so we'll obviously keep an eye on that, and as it happens, we will bring it to you.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.